Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
First, now look at the blessing that she gets. Verse 14. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. Wow. And verse 15, and she went. See, she was obedient. Boy, you can see obedience all through here. She was obedient, so she went and did according to the saying of Elijah. And she and he in her house did eat many days. And verse 16, and the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah. Wow. I want you to imagine the picture here is that she only has a little bit, and she knows that. She evidently has some experience here. But when the man of God tells her to take care of him first, believe God will provide, and she doesn't. And the meal and the cruse of the oil did not go out. The Bible said they ate many a days. Can you imagine going to that barrel and you just keep scooping out that meal, and man, you come back the next day, there's more, the cruse, and it's not going out. God has unlimited resources. We know that he fed the 5,000 with five loaves and two fishes. Can you think he not feed three people here, the widow, Elijah, and her son? God is providing with the widow. She was obedient. I'm telling you, the Bible says that obedience is better than sacrifice. Are you going to be obedient to God's word? And we see that God is providing in the midst of some dire situations. And he's using the least of the least to provide. So I want you to think out there, when you think you have nothing, if God has commanded you, that means God is in you. You're going to do what God tells you to do. That's what he's talking about. God has commanded us to do what he tells us to do. And he has commanded this widow to be obedient. And she's obedient. And we see from her obedience that they ate many of days. Now, the next thing I wanted to talk about is God provides with wellness. Look at verse 17. And it came to pass after these things that the son of the woman, the mistress of the house, fell sick. And his sickness was sore that there was no breath in him. Could you say he did? And she said unto Elijah, what have I to do with thee, O thou man of God? Art thou come unto me to call my sins to remembrance and to slay my son? And he said unto her, give me thy son. And he took him out of her bosom and carried him up into a loft where he abode, and laid him upon his own bed. And he cried unto the Lord and said, O Lord, my God, hast thou brought evil upon the widow with whom I sojourn by slaying her son? And he stretched himself upon the child three times and cried unto the Lord and said, O Lord, my God, I pray thee.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.